Welcome to the South Shore's Morning News Weekend Review Podcast. I'm Rob Hackelow. Listen for the next 30 minutes as we take a look back at some of the big interviews from the week on the South Shore's Morning News, which airs live weekdays from 5 to 10 a.m. South Shore's Morning News, 95.9 FM, WATD. We want to bring on a local photographer. Her name is Isabella Ripley, and Isabella is from the town of Pembroke, and she joins us now. Something that she wanted to do, a fundraiser called the Pooch Playoffs, and it was very successful last time, and she is doing it again. So she is on the line with us this morning to tell us all about it. And Isabella, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. So this is Pooch Playoffs 2024. Tell me about again, what is Pooch Playoffs and how does it work?
Yeah. So it's a bracket style competition to find the ultimate cutie of the South Shore. And what it is it's to go along with March Madness. And you have your dog enter the competition for $125, and then 100% of the proceeds will go towards Scituate Animal Shelter, and that includes being able to take a professional photo. I will take a few photos of your dog, and it comes along with a swag bag, too, for your little pup and you, some goodies from local businesses, and it's just like a fun way to raise money for a local animal shelters, but have some fun and be able to, you know, create artwork of your loved one and your fur baby and just have some fun.
That makes sense. Well, no, it's great. And tell me why you wanted to help out the Scituate Animal Shelter and why this is so important for you to donate your service in terms of what you do as a photographer.
Yeah, well, originally so this is the third annual. Originally, I just loved Scituate Animal Shelter so much. I just love that they have a really great standing in the community. They treat their animals really well. They do everything they possibly can. They do not euthanize. And then I actually started to become friends with a lot of people there, and I was like, well, I'm just doing this every year because it's so fun, and it helps them, it helps me, and it helps the community, and now I just have like a special, it just has a special heart, a place in my heart now.
That's wonderful. Okay. So what is the deadline or, you know, in terms of people that say, you know, my dog is the best, my dog is going to be, you know, a part of this. How does it work or where do they go in terms of getting in on this?
Yep. So if you go to IsabellaRipley.com/pooch playoffs. There's a whole landing there page there where you can apply or submit your dog, and then I will contact you and talk about your pup and the next steps moving forward. And I will be taking applications until the end of February, but the sooner you get in, the better, as there are only 32 spots. And you know, we are also still looking for local businesses. So if local businesses are listening and they would love to participate, rather be a sponsor and contribute to the cost or throw something in the swag bags or the prizes, I will be taking those on as well.
Okay.
So till the end of February.
All right. So again, yeah, if there are local businesses say, well, you know, I want to put stuff in the swag bags, sure, to help out. It sounds like a good thing. So you can get in touch with Isabella through that same website.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, again, this is Isabella Ripley, Isabella, RIPLEY.com/pooch playoffs. And you put that all together, IsabellaRipley.com/pooch playoffs. And you'll find out about the 2024 Pooch Playoffs. And you can get your dog entered. And, again, the money goes to the Scituate Animal Shelter. So this is a great cause. And Isabella was able to raise over about $2,000 in 2022, and then it says was over 2,400 in 2023. And there's Isabella there. And it's always interesting because she's getting her photo taken, but she's the photographer. But someone's going to take her picture once in a while. And her goal in 2024, I see this on the website, Isabella, says 3,200. You'd like to get up there?
I would.
Okay, well, let's see if we can do it here on the South Shore and raise some money for the Scituate Animal Shelter with kind of a fun, as you said, this is a fun way to do it because you've got kind of like the March Madness and the bracket style competition to get down to the cutie, the ulti-mutt cutie of the South Shore. And so you can see the past winners, by the way, are up on the site too, right?
Yep, the last two winners for the first year I did it and the second year, this is the third year. So we shall see.
Oh, wow. All right. And, oh, wow, that's Juno. Does Juno have one blue eye?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a great photo. Yeah. Well, Isabella, this is great. You get your love of what you do and your passion photography, and also your love of animals as well. And so you've combined it together and raising some money for the Scituate Animal Shelter. Isabella's goal, and she wanted to come on and tell us all about it, is $3,200, $3,200 for 2024. So donate to the Scituate Animal Shelter and get your pet entered for this competition. So, again, people should just go to the website, right? That's the best way to get started.
Yep, go to the website. There's a button there where you can apply to have your dog be a part of it, and that's really all you have to do, and then I'll take care of the rest.
All right. IsabellaRipley.com/poochplayoffs to find that best dog. IsabellaRipley.com/poochplayoffs, and we will find out. So when will the winner be announced, Isabella?
The winner will be announced the end of March, and there are a few people, friends of mine, who are doing it around the country and internationally. So once we have the winner for the South Shore here, then they move on to the international competition. So it'll be super fun. So that will be coming up as well.
There's an international round now?
There is. So once we have our winner and a bunch of other photographers around the U.S. and Canada and Australia have their winners, then we all combine them into one competition for the, I guess, ultimate cutie. So, yeah, it'll be really, really fun.
Good stuff.
We'll have to look out for that, too.
Wow. All right. Well, Isabella, good luck with everything, and we're happy to get the word out to all our listeners. We know we're passionate about pets and dogs, and so IsabellaRipley.com/poochplayoffs for the Scituate Animal Shelter. And Isabella, photographer from the town of Pembroke with us today. Isabella, thank you so much for checking in again this year.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good luck, and we'll talk when the winner is announced.
All right.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. That's Isabella Ripley with us this morning on WATD. The South Shore's Morning News rolls on. Great to have you here. I'm Rob Hackler with the morning team and our co-host here today, Taylor Harris.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Hello, and Taylor now in studio with us this morning. We want to welcome Dr. Rick D. Cristofaro. He is the president of Quincy College.
Yes.
And thank you. It's great to be here, Rob.
Hey,
great to
good
be
to
here.
See
Taylor,
you.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you too. And it's perfect timing because I was with my niece last night, and she's starting to get those college letters. So it is top of mind for a lot of folks out there right now.
Well, she's welcome to come to a college that's incredibly affordable, full of opportunity, and caring. It's a caring college. So if she wants to know that the president is aware, the president knows her name, and my door is always open, she's welcome to come.
Hey.
Emily doesn't know I was talking about her off air. Yes.
You know, that's
she's
the kind of thing. You know, it's important to have a friendly college, and it's great that, Dr. Rick, that you come by. Mm-hmm. Several times during the course of the year, and he's happy to answer any questions you have, and he's just so proud of the programs which really have developed over your tenure there as president. Mm-hmm. We've had some wonderful things happening, and we wanted to talk about speaking about new and state-of-the-art. I understand there's something about a new state-of-the-art science area.
Yeah, we have our radiology, you know, that I think we've talked about before. Radio, we built a radiology lab. We have 18 students, you know, going into their second year of that, and we have another 18 coming in. And then we also have our lab, which is in Arlington Street in Boston, that we partner with JVS Boston, and that's a biotech, biomanufacturing, and healthcare career institute. So we're really excited about that. We opened in January 11th, launched that evening, and we expect over the course of time, I mean, 200 students now, up to 700 students that will come in, you know, weekends, you know, Monday through Friday, obviously, but weekends as well, and go from that institute directly to the workplace.
Think
and that's
about that.
The key.
Yeah.
That's what's amazing.
I know. And reasonable. Yes.
Yeah, no, it's reasonable, but I think it's that transition. You know, students need a pathway. They need to know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. This is not, you know, when I was in college, just let's go to college and see what happens.
Yeah. You know? No, you need to
have
start
fun
thinking.
And I'll see you in a few years.
Right, exactly.
Oh, maybe five.
Yeah.
As soon as you're in that.
Exactly. But, you know, no, I mean, so many people, and you're right, and I think a lot of that has come under the microscope now, you know, especially when people want to make sure they're getting the return on investment. And you're right, having that path and having a plan saying, hey, listen, you know, we get that. We understand that. And especially one of the things that I'm really up on, I think, is the, for this area, is the science, the biotech, the healthcare.
So that's really where the jobs.
Yeah. No, there really is.
No, it's really where jobs are. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Is as soon as you start college, it you might not be thinking about it because you spend so much 4 years in high school, like I'm going to get in college, and you don't think when you arrive, okay, now I need to start thinking about how am I going to make
a
living afterwards.
It starts really in high school now more than ever.
Right.
Like you build this transition, you build this pathway, you start working with high school students. We have early college high school, 240 students in early college high school that can get up to 19 credits entering a college of their choice. I mean, we want them to come to QC, but if they don't, that's okay because we've provided a pathway for them and their parents, their families.
And if kids and parents, anybody, if you want to know how much a price per credit is, you can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. So going into college with, you know, a night, that's amazing and really good, well done to those students.
Yeah, great kids.
That's a lot of fun. I also wanted to touch about Mass Reconnect, this new program, because I'm still not sure if everybody knows exactly how it works or who's eligible.
Yeah, right now we're looking at, you know, over 25, you know, students that are over 25, which is about 42% of our student population. And what happens, they obviously have financial aid. But financial aid, or they just simply get college for free. If it's financial aid, it's called last dollar. So that last dollar is paid for by the state. So that is very, very helpful to them. If not, it's free college. Now, what the governor's done, too, is looked at two other areas. Nursing that has not implemented yet for free nursing because of the nursing shortage.
Yeah.
All right. And then the last part would be for middle income students that are middle income that can have that same last dollar type of thing. So
and that's
a tremendous
Mass Reconnect. People.
Mass Reconnect, right. You see our boards that have free college. That's really how it's going. College.
That's not bad to hear.
You know, it's tremendous. You know, and people look at it in two different ways. Number one, if it's for free, then it's really not, you know, what we should do. We should earn everything, you know, but students today, you know, today, the economy today is quite different. So, great. It's the governor that's doing this and the legislature, you know.
And it's nice to know there's a game plan because we, you know, you hear and you report about the nursing shortage. And, you know, you can't pick a nurse off the nurse tree. You got to go back to the education and making sure people are there to be educated in the field.
Yeah. So, you know, our nursing program, we should go for full approval on February 14th, Valentine's Day with the state. And so we should be fine there. We've grown that nursing program. The college lost it in 2018, and now it's coming back.
Oh, that's great.
So we're monitored now. You can only have so many students, but if you get full program approval, we're on partial, full program, now you can open it up to different cohorts, part-time, you know, full-time, weekend, so you can do different things, and then eventually we'll have a bachelor's of science in nursing. Which would really
that's
be
great.
That's amazing.
Just a nice, again, it's a pathway. It's a transition, seamless transition.
Last dollar. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. So learn more about that if you're interested. Make sure you reach out to Quincy College and learn more about what you may be eligible for. Mm. Also, I know you're proud of the athletics at Quincy College. We haven't really spent as much time, I don't think, Dr. Rick, really touching on that.
No, you're right. Thank you, Rob. We started the basketball probably about 5 years.
Yeah,
and we just had our coach, Coach Doug Scott, got his 100th win. So that program
Congrats.
Has been tremendously successful. We'll celebrate that on Saturday prior to their game. Mm-hmm. We started our baseball 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and then we started our hockey last year. So we have, and then we have co-ed soccer as well. So we have over 150, 160 student athletes that we really take care of. You know, we have
wow.
teams that work with them to make sure how you're doing in the classroom, which is the most important. Mm-hmm. And we have so many of our students and so many of their parents go to their games.
It's so
really
fun.
it's a really
yeah.
great culture. You know, so and there's students really, you know, from student athletes from Marshfield, from Hull, Braintree. Whitman Hansen, Pembroke, Hull, Abington. So these are local students student athletes that really want to either play for 2 years. Now they can play for 4 years in baseball, so they can stay with us for the 4 years of eligibility
great.
In baseball.
That's
yeah,
great.
Tremendous program.
And you
yeah.
can go out and support our local athletes at
That's
KC.
Right. That's right. And again, you have to have the right people to coach, like a Doug Scott,
mm-hmm.
you know, because relationships to our students are the most important thing to make sure they're making success or having success in their classroom.
Yeah.
All right. Get all the details. Go to the website, and you want to find out more about some of the things that we've been talking about, quincycollege.edu, quincycollege.edu. Let's get to work. A lot of great things going on, and it's just the beginning, really, here is things are getting started, and a lot of great things are ahead, and we want to make sure you know about it, and you have options out there. You know, people love choices. They like options, and, you know, it's nice to have something that is not only available but close but reasonable as well.
Yes. If you want to be one of the vice presidents, you're welcome to.
Oh.
I know, Rob, right?
You do that great.
Do I get
really.
An office?
Yes, you do.
All right.
You're going to take Scott's.
Oh,
you
okay.
get a Letterman's jacket.
Right? Yeah, perfect.
There you go.
All right. I can't wait to walk around campus. All right. Dr. Rick D. Cristofaro, president of Quincy College, visiting us today, and he'll be back again, I'm sure, and it's great to have you in. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And Taylor, thank you,
thank
too.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Pleasure.
South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackala. Great to have you here every week at this time. We check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. Act Smart IT. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
Good morning. Well, this week we're going to be talking about Amazon, some upcoming changes you said we need to know about.
Yeah, we need to talk about Amazon. You know, according to Amazon's latest financial reports, and the company's current revenue is $554 million a year, and their Amazon's gross profit for the past 12 months ending in September of last year, gross profit, $256 billion. I think they're making quite a bit of money over on us the
they
consumers.
They do. They seem to be doing very well, and it seems like the profits are not going down.
Exactly. They went up. They're up almost 19% year over year for 2023 and 2022. But the thing is, they just, in the past year or two, they've laid off and or fired 27,000 people.
Oh, my. Okay. I wonder why they have to, what the downsizing is. It seems like times are good.
Seems like times are good for them, but apparently not in their minds. And I think it's still all about the almighty buck for all of these big guys. So the downsizing helps. And now, because they hook us, all these guys hook us on something. For instance, when we all bought the Alexa shows so that you could talk to Alexa and ask it questions and all those different things,
mm-hmm.
now they're proclaiming that they're going to be charging that for as a subscription service like everything else in the world.
For what? What will be a subscription?
For Alexa. You're going to be paying for Alexa on the devices you've already paid Amazon for on a monthly fee.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah.
So
one of the reason for that is apparently that back in 2022, Business Insider reported that Alexa was on track to lose $10 billion that year.
Oh, so okay.
It's one of those things that they release something that we all fall in love with and we all use on a regular basis, and then they realize, oh, crap, we're not making any money on that anymore. We sold them the device, but they get to use it for free.
Yeah, we can't have that. So we got to figure out, is there a way we can somehow automatically take money out of their account? That would be really good. And we've talked about, that is the idea for everything. And it's crazy because it seems like, when you wanted to buy a product or maybe you could argue, with a subservice, that, there certainly have been subscriptions that go back, with newspapers and other things like that and magazines.
Yep.
But then again, you talk about Sports Illustrated. You think about some models where people stop paying for things. But you wonder, I guess if you get charged, and this goes into the whole thing about, having to stream an NFL game, will there be any point where you, and I mean everybody there, will stop it? Or will there be enough? Because there has to be enough in order to keep going with this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know that there'll ever be enough when it comes to the bottom line.
No, I suppose not. You're right.
So they all want to make more money, and the only way they're going to make more money is to take it from us, their customers.
Of course, of course. Okay, but you're right. It's easier to, put a product or whatever or sell you some kind of artificial, AI thing or, I don't know, maybe give you a free robot for your house, and then you got to, start paying a monthly fee for it. But yeah, once you get used to something, it's hard to stop a lot for many people. You want to, you're like, well, okay, I'll eat it. Right.
Exactly. And that's kind of what happens. Amazon expected us to use our Alexa devices as transactional machines, which means we would walk up to it and say, Alexa, order me this, that, or whatever from Amazon.
Yeah, be careful, David, when you're saying that. Yeah, you have to look around. Do I have a device near me that's going to order 500 cases of coffee? But yeah,
I do. And she just said to me, "Excuse me, I didn't understand what you said."
Oh.
But anyway, that's okay. So you need to be careful when you're doing that, and that's how they want to make more money on this. And I'm sure they're going to move this forward when they release a new Alexa. That's a generative AI version. It's probably not going to work with the old devices that we've already purchased.
Okay. So, how does this work? So you buy the smart speaker, right? Is that what it is?
Yep.
The little thing, and you hook that up, and then I guess I'm not sure how it exactly works. I thought that was just something that connects to the internet. And then does it just go on, or do you have to have an Amazon account to use that?
Well, that's what you have to do. You actually have to connect it to your Amazon account.
Okay, I get it. Okay. So you already have the Amazon account, and then you get this right now for free, but you're saying what? It'll just come out of the payment, right, then for Amazon? Will they just make that go up?
They haven't decided on what the payment is going to be for this Alexa monthly billing. But we'll find out. This looks like it's probably going to happen by June of this year. And I'm sure that everyone knows or everyone hears that all these different voice assistants, whether it's Alexa or Siri or any of the other ones, they've struggled to drive revenue since people use these just to basic queries like checking the weather.
Well, I was going to say, how many of you out there, hands raised, are using them to order things all the time? Which, again, that's what they would want you to do. But yeah, you're right. How many people are using it just to see the weather or, blah, 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 who won the game or play me, whatever.
Yep. And we also use ours. We have one at home here and we have one at our grandchildren's home so that we can actually talk to them through it.
Oh, wow. You can do that?
And their Alexa shows so we can talk to them and see them on the screen.
Oh, wow. And of course, you can also play WATD radio.
Exactly right. And so many other things. But in the future, we're going to be playing to pay or paying to play on our Alexa devices. And it'll probably happen with Siri and all the other voice assistants out there as well.
Well, I was going to say, do you think, though, that when it comes to these, that there would be any other options where one would make themselves free in order to try to get customers? Or do you think they'll all go to the same model?
unfortunately, I think they're all going to have to go to the same model. Once one of the big guys takes that first step, everyone thinks about how they can do it too, because it's, as we said, it's all about the bottom line.
Yeah.
Get the bucks in the bank.
That's it. Okay. All right. So when are these changes going into effect?
So this one, so projected rollout is going to be June of this year. And then there's one more thing that we should talk about. This is another one that's going to stick in people's craws. Amazon is also going to start showing commercials when you're streaming Amazon content. Now, we already pay for Prime, which gives us that content. But now, as of January 29th, which is only a couple days away, there'll be an additional cost of $2.99 per month on top of the Prime membership to eliminate advertisements.
Oh, boy. All right, here we go with that whole thing about, I thought I was paying so I didn't have to watch ads. Like I said before, we have the radio. It's free. I don't come to your house and take money, but we have sponsors and commercials, and that's the arrangement that's been in since almost the beginning of radio. But now it seems like, again, how greedy can you be? You're going to take a subscription fee that's supposed to pay for the content, but it's not enough, and then you're going to run ads. And speaking of ads, I don't know what it is, but on some of these things where they have the ads, it's the same darn ad over and over and over again.
Yep. The more impressions they get, the more they can charge that advertiser.
I know. I get it. Oh, man. All right, David Snell, he's got the latest on this in his blog. David, where do people need to go?
Folks, you go to actsmartit.com, click on my blog link, and see about all the new money we're going to be paying Amazon.
Yippee! actsmartit.com, actsmartit.com. There you go. I hope you enjoyed that, Mr. Bezos. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Rob.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. As always, you can find us on your radio at 95.9 FM, mornings from 5 to 10, or online at 959watd.com.
And you can catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can get the links at 959watd.com/SS Morning News. And join us next week for another edition of the South Shore's Morning News Week in Review.